大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群90127292，下载今天的托福听力课的课程文本。那今天呢，我们请来的专家老师还是来自优益爱学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello everybody, and we will start with something more serious than a dialogue. It's a lecture, part of a lecture in a chemistry class.
今天我们要做的是一段托福听力的练习，听的是化学课的内容。
说起这个化学课哈，这个学文科的同学一定就是比较头疼。
哎呦喂。
你像我们学文科，你现在问我化学那个周期表，我能背出个一点点也就不错了，然后就忘了。
啊、我只知道 carbon dioxide, oxygen, hydrogen,
还不错。这里边我们要听的这一块呢，有一些生词，咱们先来扫一下。第一个就是 spectroscopy 啊，他老师这样说 ，You know the assignment has to do with spectroscopy, right? And your reading should help you get a good idea of what that's all about. 也就是呢，一会儿讲的这个 spectroscopy 它会下一个定义，咱们先来看看它那个英文怎么解释。Let's talk about spectroscopy a little now, just to cover the basics. 啊，然后呢，他就解释 What is spectroscopy? Well, the simplest definition I can give you is that spectroscopy is the study of the interaction between matter and light.
非常清楚简单直接的告诉你 spectroscopy 就是 the interaction between matter and light
物质
和
光之间的交互作用，
没错。
那么这一个对此的研究就叫做 spectroscopy。
其实在托福听力中呢，不止一次的出现了 spectroscopy 这个单词。上一次呢，我们也记得是光谱学的一门课。那这一次呢，肯定也是和光有关系啊。
没错，所以你一听 spectrum 就是一个光谱范围啊，然后呢后面有一个 copy 啊一份儿，那它告诉你了，就是研究物质与光。啊，然后呢他就会继续解释，待会儿再给大家听。再接下来谈到和光有关系呢，就会想到一个词叫做波长，英文也很简单，就叫做 wavelength。
波长吗？
对，
wave 就是那个波形的意思，
嗯，
length 就是长度，
嗯，
那顾名思义波长就是 wavelength。
对，然后用英文去解释这种各种光谱，也就是那个彩虹是吧，赤橙黄绿青蓝紫那一堆的颜色，他会说这个叫做 spectrum 啊，
光谱。
对，然后他会说 it's a band of colors like you see in a rainbow 啊，就像你在彩虹里面看到的颜色一样。
刚才说了很多这个课程中的专有词汇啊，其实在很多听力考试中经常会出现更多的这种专有词汇，大家听的时候千万不要紧张。有一个办法，什么办法呢？就是听力的上下文中啊，一定会出现对于这个专有名词的进一步解释。
没错，就像 Larry 说的那样，所有遇到了名词的时候，课文里老师作为上课的内容一定会给大家解释清楚了啊。像刚才 spectroscopy 就是啊，后面还有许许多多这样的下定义的。接下来呢就提到另一个词叫做 laser， 也就是雷射哈，中文翻成雷射。其实它是到底这个雷射，你做这么多年的这个技术记者啊，你觉得这个雷射到底是什么玩意儿啊？
就是一个射线，一个激光，就那个概念啊，
激光射线是吧？好，然后最近我看到有这么一个传说，就是那个激光笔，就是大家做 PPT 在公司里演示的时候，用一个带有红点的那个笔去指示你的这个啊墙上这个 PPT 的这个片儿，那个东西就不能对着眼睛照，据说一照就瞎了。
哎，
可是小孩老拿着那个玩儿哈，我记得在王府井，北京这个王府井街上看那个街头小贩还兜售这个东西，把这个笔往天空中一指，在黑夜中就出来那么一道光束，那个东西就是 laser 啊，我觉得那东西还是不要玩了。
好，那么说了那么多，我们赶紧来总结一下刚才讲的一些专有词汇。第一个词 spectroscopy，
第二个词 wavelength，
第三个词Spectrum，
第四个词
Laser。 好，不管他们什么意思，我们先来听听看录音中老师的解释。先来听这一段讲座的上半部分，一共不到三分钟。
Listen to part of a lecture in a chemistry class. I know you all have a lot of questions about this lab assignment that's coming up, so I'm going to take a little time this morning to discuss it. So, you know the assignment has to do with spectroscopy, right? And your reading should help you get a good idea of what that's all about. But let's talk about spectroscopy a little now, just to cover the basics. What is spectroscopy? Well, the simplest definition I can give you is that spectroscopy is the study of the interaction between matter and light. Now, visible light consists of different colors or wavelengths, which together make up what's called a spectrum, a band of colors like you see in a rainbow. And all substances, all forms of matter, can be distinguished according to what wavelengths of light they absorb and which ones they reflect. It's like, well, every element has what we call its own spectral signature. If we can read that signature, we can identify the element. And that's exactly what spectroscopy does. Now, laser spectroscopy, which is the focus of your assignment, works by measuring very precisely what parts of the spectrum are absorbed by different substances. And it has applications in a lot of different disciplines. And your assignment will be to choose a discipline that interests you and devise an experiment. For example, I'm going to talk about art. I'm interested in art. And to me, it's interesting how spectroscopy is used to analyze art. Let's say a museum curator comes to you with a problem. She's come across this painting that appears to be an original, let's say a Rembrandt, and she wants to acquire it for her museum. But she's got a problem. She's not absolutely certain it's an original. So, what do you do? How do you determine whether the painting's authentic? Okay, think about the scientific process. You've got a question. Is the painting a Rembrandt? So first, you'd need to make a list of characteristics the painting would have to be a Rembrandt. Then you have to discover whether the painting in question has those characteristics. So, first of all, you'll need to know the techniques Rembrandt used when he applied paint to canvas. His brush strokes, how thickly he applied his paint. So you'd need to work with an art historian who has expert knowledge of Rembrandt's style. You'd have to know when he created his paintings, what pigments he used, in other words, what ingredients he used to make different colors of paint, because the ingredients used in paints and binding agents, plus varnishes, finishes, what have you, have changed over time.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好的，听完了上半部分的录音。
听完了之后，大家知道了吧 ？Spectroscopy 就是对应中文的什么东西呢？
应该就是光谱学。
对、啊、
对，
好，接下来呢，它还有一个词，我觉得大家接触不太多哈。刚才讲座中提到了一个人物，叫做 a museum curator。Curator, C-U-R-A-T-O-R, actually is somebody, he's like the head of a museum. This curator sees the whole operation of a museum. 那这个 curator 是博物馆的馆长。
嗯，也可以说 a curator of a library, 一个图书馆的馆长，一个博物馆的馆长，这个馆长就是Curator。
现在呢，像有许多的这个艺术公司，比如说在北京有这个798这一带，有许多的艺术公司，它也有一个 curator 叫策展人，所以这个也是它的 curator 的一个意思。
嗯、
好，听力刚才其中谈到了 Let's say a museum curator comes to you with a problem. She's come across this painting that appears to be an original、啊、然后他讲到了在这个分析、美术馆这个作品画作的时候呢，有一个 say Rembrandt 啊，这个伦勃朗大家都知道是一个有名的画家，是吧？我记得还读过一个文章，就是说各种流派的这个画家呢，他有许许多多的特点，比如说某个人画的这些东西一定是画的女的都是特别肉嘟嘟的，然后呢某另一类画派的特色一定就是斑斑点点光光勃勃啊等等，还挺有意思的。要是学美术史的人呢，大家就知道这个画呢风格特点呢，你要是去记哪年谁画了什么，还是挺头疼的一件事儿、嗯、啊。那它这个跟化学的光谱又有什么关系了呢？就是你要鉴别一个藏品它的真假，你需要去判断这个东西到底是不是那个年代，是不是那个颜料做的。 是吧？尤其像现在搞收藏的人那么多，说起这个哈，咱们可以聊一下，如果你去国外，你去学化学或者学艺术，像这种交叉课程的话，其中一个就业的方向就是去到拍卖行
鉴
别，对，是不是什么一个东西是个赝品哈、
嗯？
你像现在电视有那个节目，这个鉴宝节目就都是干这个的，我觉得还挺有意思的。
嗯，虽然我不是学化学的，但是有所耳闻，说一些物质啊有半衰期、
嗯，
你能测出来这个物质，比方说一幅画上面的油迹，上面的一些物质，
对，
它的这个寿命，它到底经过了多长时间才到现在？
没错，所以刚才大家听讲座的时候呢，你就听到了 Now laser spectroscopy, which is the focus of your assignment, works by measuring very precisely what parts of the spectrum are absorbed by different substances. 你这个整个的光谱有到底哪些部分是被不同的物质所吸收，从而呢，你就可以鉴别啊，特别精确的去鉴别一个东西的真假了。好，然后他就举了这个技术啊，这个雷射光谱学呢应用在哪些领域 ？It has applications in a lot of different disciplines. Discipline 这个词除了做纪律来讲的话，还有学科的意思。And your assignment will be to choose a discipline that interests you. 啊，你的作业就是什么呢？找一个你感兴趣的领域来应用这一个学问。
嗯，说到这个词啊 ，discipline， 其实之前我们还学过一个词，给大家复习一下，就是交叉学科。
嗯、
这个交叉学科就是 interdiscipline。
对，交叉的啊。然后他说呢 ，devise an experiment。你这个作业呢，老师交代了，你还得要去设计一项实验。设计这个动词用的是 devise。D-E-V-I-S-E 好，接下来呢他就举了个例子 I'm gonna talk about art 谈到艺术品怎么去应用光谱学 I'm interested in the art and to me is interesting how spectroscopy is used to analyze art 这就出现了刚才咱们谈到的博物馆的馆长也需要用这个技术去探寻一幅画作是否是 original啊，原来的这个真迹。
嗯 ，analyze 去分析这个艺术品啊，他非常的感兴趣，用这个光谱学，怎么用这个光谱学能够去辨别这个艺术它的来源、它的真假？
对，除了 original 这个词呢，还刚才大家会听到另一个词叫做 authentic， 也是真伪的意思啊、
嗯、
，authentic。
Authentic 这个词经常被用在这个语言中，我们说这个英语啊非常地道，
也可以用，
也就是 authentic， authentic English， authentic English。
好，所以呢，紧接着老师就说了，你怎么去用呢？啊、how do you determine whether the painting is authentic？ Okay， think about the scientific process。啊，先让你要想想这个什么过程呢？科学的过程。
嗯哼。
啊、you've got the question: Is the painting a Rembrandt？他为什么这个伦勃朗前面还要加这个呢？
就是他的作品一个指代。
当你看到有一个名人前面加一个人名前面加个你就知道是指代这个人的作品。
Oh.
啊，他说 ，So first you will need to make a list of characteristics the painting would have to have to be a Rembrandt。好，你首先列一个单子。对吧？就把这个伦勃朗他的作品所应该具备的这个特点先列出来。So first, you'll need to make a list of characteristics the painting would have to be a Rembrandt. 好，接下来呢，他说呢 ，you have to discover whether the painting in question has those characteristics. 好，接下来你必须得要找，就是你这个有疑问的这个画作呀，有没有这些特点 ？So first of all, you need to know the techniques.Rembrandt used when he applied painting to canvas his brush strokes 谈到这个画、啊、大家知道是用油画是用那个刷子那么、啊、画出来的所以呢他会提到 brush stroke 那个笔道还有呢就是在画布 canvas 上面画的他说首先呢你就要知道伦勃朗所采用的方法 technique 又出现这个词了
方法而不是技术啊，
不是技术
，technique，
也就是伦勃朗他在用油彩往这个画布上面去画的时候，这个笔道的方法是什么 ？How thickly He applied his paint. 比如说我这个颜料这个稠稀的程度。
嗯哼，
是吧？你要是颜色就是那颜料特别稠啊，上去就跟一块橡皮泥似的，这种是一个感觉。
这个、
特稀又是一种感觉。
这个稠就是 thick，
嗯哼
，thick。How thickly he applied his paint. How thickly he applied his paint.
这个 paint 呢，就是那个颜色涂料了啊。So you need to work with an art historian who has expert knowledge of Rembrandt's style. 那这时候你还要需要和什么人合作呀？
一个精通伦勃朗艺术形式的历史学家来帮你一起来做这个研究。
没错，所以这是一个研究艺术史的历史学家。You'd have to know when he created his paintings, what pigments he used, in other words, what ingredients he used to make different colors of paint. 好，出现了 what pigments. Pigments 如果你不知道，马上他就解释了，是 what ingredients. 同位语，也就是他所使用的这个颜料的成分就是 pigment。
嗯，
啊，它去配比，对吧？比如说是这一种灰色，啊，伦勃朗经常会怎么配呢？啊，然后呢，他会解释 ，'cause the ingredients used in paints and binding agents, plus varnishes, finishes, what have you, have changed over time。他所使的这个颜料，哈，他会提到几种成分，一种呢就是这个画的这个颜色本身，同时呢它还会有一种胶的物质叫 binding agents, 啊，就是粘合物质。啊，再来呢还有 varnishes, 还有 finishes, 也就是它涂完了这个画吧，它还得有那么一层是属于修饰的颜色，然后再来最后一层呢才是完工最后刷的那一层叫 finishes。啊，然后他说呢还用的一个词等等。咱们就知道 so on and so forth, 对吧？地道的英文还有一种说法就是 what have you, 啊，就是等等这一类的。所有这些个成分，化学成分呢，都会随着时间的推移而改变，说这些东西 have changed over time。所以你看，你作为一个艺术家，你也得要去懂一些化学。那你要是想去鉴宝，是吧？光是 art historian 还不够，你还得要懂一些这个 spectroscopy。
好的，以上呢就是对于刚才我们听的录音的一个进一步的解释。没结束，这一个讲座呢还有下半部分，大概两分钟，我们要不要先听一下？
先听一下吧。
好，我们来先听一下。
Since you're trying to verify if it's a Rembrandt, the ingredients in the pigment would need to have been used during Rembrandt's lifetime in the 17th century. And that's where chemistry comes in. You've got to find out what's in those pigments, learn their composition.And that requires lab work, detective work, really. In a word, spectroscopy. So, how do we use spectroscopy? Well, we put an infrared microscope, a spectroscope, on tiny, tiny bits of paint, and using ultraviolet light, we can see the spectral signature of each component part of the pigment. Then, we compare these signatures with those of particular elements, like zinc or lead, to determine what the pigment was made of.So, you can see why this type of analysis requires a knowledge of the history of pigments, right? How and when they were made. Say we determine a pigment was made with zinc, for example. We know the spectral signature of zinc, and it matches that of the paint sample. We also know that zinc wasn't discovered until the 18th century. And since Rembrandt lived during the 17th century, we know he couldn't have painted it.Now, spectroscopy has a very distinct advantage over previous methods of analyzing artworks because it's not invasive. You don't have to remove big chips of paint to do your analysis, which is what other methods require. All you do is train the microscope on tiny flecks of paint and analyze them. Now, a word or two about restoration. Sometimes original artworks appear questionable or inauthentic because they've had so many restorers add touch-up layers.To cover up damage from the paint having deteriorated over time. Well, spectroscopy can reveal the composition of those touch-up layers too, so we can find out when they were applied. Then, if we want to undo some bad restoration attempts, we can determine what kind of process we can use to remove them, to dissolve the paint and uncover the original.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，这段听完了呢，我觉得有了第一段的铺垫呢，就是感觉上下文比较清楚的情况下就比较好理解了。那我再把其中的生词再给大家稍微扫一下。第一个词就是 verify。
verify。
嗯哼， verify 就是证实。啊，他说 you are trying to verify that's a Rembrandt。是吧，你还得要去证实一下这幅画确实是一幅原作，伦勃朗的原作。啊，这是第一个词。第二个词叫做 composition。
composition 不止一次的提到了，其实之前的好几次课中也提到了 composition。
对，就是 compose 那个词的名词是构成。然后呢他说你要了解它的化学成分，就是这个意思。好，再接下来呢还有下面一个词叫 ultraviolet。
ultraviolet。
violet 是一种花儿。
也是一种颜色。
对了，是什么色呢？
紫色。
对了，那但是如果是指花来讲呢，就是紫罗兰。
但是前面有，但是啊，这个词前面又加了一个 ultraviolet， 这个什么意思？
这个就是一种紫外线 ，ultra 就是 out 啊，是紫外线，所以呢，它会看到这个光谱里边呢会有显现。待会儿大家可以继续再来听，再来呢就是有一个化学元素就叫做 zinc 啊，
锌。
Z-I-N-C， 然后还有一个化学元素叫 lead，L-E-A-D，
铅，
铅，没错，
嗯，
不错啊。但是这个铅这个词呢，当动词如果是领导来讲，就是 lead 啊，同一个单词的形式，样子长得一样，发音不一样，
因为意思不一样。我们再来复习一下，如果它是读成 lead， 意思就是铅；如果是 lead， 就是动词，领导的意思。
对了。好，然后呢这一块呢就是会讲到这两种化学元素，之后呢他会说分析这个作品的时候呢还会用到一个词叫 invasive， 可侵蚀的啊。然后他还说呢，在你判断一幅画的时候你怎么去分析这个化学成分呢，他说你会把其中有这么一大块东西给它敲下来，比如这一大块颜料凸起的特厚，你给它敲下来然后去分析去，对吧？那这个敲下来这么一块呢就是 chip， C-H-I-P 啊，这个词挺常见的，像芯片也是 chip， 对不对？但是呢他紧接着他就会说呢，这个其实对于原画作就是一种损伤了，是吧？好，然后还会提到一个词叫 fleck，他说 on tiny flecks of paint， 一小点儿，一个渣儿啊，叫 fleck。 好了，最后呢他会再谈到呢，这个东西你把它从画上敲下来这么一块墨绿色的玩意儿，你拿去分析了，是吧？然后呢你还得要把它再给它恢复回去还原，所以不管怎样呢，这个破镜重圆它是有缝的，所以不值得提倡。但是现在还有一部分艺术家呢，他从事的是把这个原来破损的作品呢再给它重新完善，给它恢复回去。
这个恢复
就是用的 restoration， restore 名词，restoration
恢复。
嗯哼，好了，那这些呢就是第二部分的生词。
好的，那今天的节目就这些。最后呢欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料以及今天的听力文本。我们的 QQ 群号码是9012-7292 9012-7292，欢迎您的加入，感谢大家收听，我们下期节目再见。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你，最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30晚上11:00与您准时相约。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友。
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
Pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say, get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on. Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than they say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now I do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing, pulling wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of all clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like.